Recognizing ego, recognizing soul, you are beginning to truly comprehend and to identify the distinctions between your ego and your soul. Let us clarify these even more. Your ego, currently and historically, it exists in duality, and thus it can feel fear, pain, shame, sorrow, confusion, anxiety, distress, abandonment, jealousy, hatred, spite, vindictiveness, overwhelm, and all things unpleasant. Your soul, it exists in unity, and thus it knows this, peace, tranquility, omnivantage, clarity, ease, flow, and all things graciously pleasant. As you pay attention to your inner world, you will begin to notice when your ego is active, dominant, and when your soul is active, dominant. This is the most glorious discovery there has ever been, though some people, they may be surprised at this as they begin to realize just how often their ego, it has been dominating them, and thus obscuring the eternal wisdom of their soul. This can be a major mind-opening revelation, and it sets the stage for a plethora of steps that you can take to increase your ego's flexibility, your nowness, your being undistracted, that is, free from your past. Imagine this, you now being completely present. How to recognize when you are robotically acting from the past and when you are breathing and alive, existing fully in the present, in the now. Similarly, you will become keenly attuned to when you are behaving and choosing and operating from the leaden filters, from the unforgiving chains of your stale past. And when you are entering the sublime moments when you are in a state of newness. That is, when you are living purely and sweetly from the center of your now. When you are acting from the past, your behavior and your posture too, your tone of voice, your attitude, it is all familiar. It is who you think you are. It is how you recognize yourself. It is your fossilized self-identity. When you are existing in the present moment, you are fresh, vibrant and creative, dynamic, integrated and congruent, confident, clear and wide open to opportunities, willing, full of trust. This is who you originally are at the source. It is you embodying your essence fully and completely now, my friend. There is no holding back now. There is no second guessing. It is you, the unadorned, precious, clear and joyous you. When you are reacting from your past, your ego, it is predominating. It is governing you like a relentless taskmaster. When you are existing in the present moment, your soul, it is predominant. It is steering you. And you are letting it. When you are existing in your soul, you are as a child, free and trusting, opening like a flower in your safety, creative and playful. You now are your soul. It has no worries, for nothing is unknown to your soul. Your soul, it has no fears, for nothing can ever harm it. Your soul, it knows no confusion, for nothing ever confounds it. When you experience worry, fear, or shame, or any state that is of dis-ease, discord, discomfort, dis-anything, this is a signal, pure and clear to you, that it is your ego who is predominant in this moment now. When you experience peace, ease, and trust, play, inspiration, or any state of inclusiveness, this is a pure, true signal. It is clear to you that it is your soul who is now predominant. This, oh this, simple as it is how you yourself can know who is at any time there at your helm, who in any nanosecond in time is the captain of your ship. Straightforwardly put, when you are spiraling up, then soul is active, predominant in you. When you are spiraling down, my friend, ego is the active one in you. You might wish to now refresh yourself again with the 18-level ladder of consciousness. 'Tis Jacob's ladder of which we speak. To recognize in your own house, body, the distinctions between experience of spiraling up and of spiraling down.